to me like your congealed doubts and worries that made you susceptible to paralysis. You can't speak, but I can hear your thoughts. Yes, that's right. This is that sleep paralysis you keep hearing about. And that makes me your so-called sleep paralysis demon. Rather derogatory. I don't consider myself a demon, but I can understand why they feel that way. I'm sure you never thought it would happen to you, and yet here we are. But don't worry, it's not some terrifying experience like you've been told. Although, I can't guarantee it'll be completely relaxing either. All I can promise you is that I will try my best to pull you out of the depths of despair. Here, let me remove these bed sheets and show you the real reason why you can't move. I know you can't move your head much, but you should still be able to see how your body is covered in thousands of tiny strands. I'm sure to you, they look like hair, but their true form is your negative emotions. Like I said at the beginning, your doubts and worries. Everyone has them, but when they accumulate to a certain point, they're able to bind that sorrowful soul. And when that happens, it's my job to cut you free. Yes, that's right. I'll snip away all of that stress and anguish tonight. It won't be permanent, of course. So I do hope you try to find some relief in the waking world. But in the meantime, let's get to work, shall we? I want to take my time and get to the root of some of your issues. Are you ready? You must be aware of how stressed you are if you were agreeing to this so readily. But that works for me. Here I go. It's been a while since I've seen someone wrapped so neatly. The stress has been piling up for some time. Can you tell me about some of it? What memories come up when I pull on this thread? Really? Your high school crush. This seems like a mild enough worry, but if it lasted all these years, they must have left quite an impression. Tell me about them while I clip some of these other problems away. I know it hurts to reminisce, but that is part of the healing process. So, what happened? They broke your heart. Please, dear, I'm reading your thoughts. If you're lying to me, it means you're also lying to yourself. Do you want to try that again? Much better. They didn't break your heart. Just never worked up the nerve to tell them how you feel. So, they end up dating someone else. That's what really happened, right? Oh, please. I know I'm right. And so do you. That's not the mystery here. No. The mystery is why you consider that to be such a powerful regret. Can you tell me why? You can't. And through my mind's eye, it looks like you really don't know the answer. Luckily, you have me here to clarify things. Let's see. Ah, here it is. Of course you remember this thread. It's from just last month. It was that time when your boss wanted to work overtime for a project, even though you already had plans. Of course, if you told him this, he would have asked someone else. He even knew that the work he wanted didn't need to be rushed. But instead of using any of that information, you just went with the flow, canceled plans with your friend Sid again, and worked that night. Do you know why I'm bringing this up? You do. But I'll say it anyway. Both with your crush and your boss, you were too scared to say what you needed to say. Then, you get bogged down in thoughts of what could have been, and doubling your regrets. I imagine a good 30% of these threads are from similar events, which is quite a lot for one topic. It's a good thing I'm here to help set you straight. I'll cut some of these for you. And when you wake up, you'll feel a lot less inclined to resign yourself in those situations. It's not a cure, though. Just a push in another direction. For the record, I don't care how you handle yourself in situations like these. Your subconscious is the one that's concerned. Speaking of, let's see what else it wants me to deal with. Oh, how about this one? Not as prevalent as the last issue, but still pretty major, at least as far as you're concerned. It looks like this thread is. Oh, wow, that's a nasty one. Your fear of being betrayed. This one may take quite a while. It's perfectly normal to have this concern, by the way. Humans betray each other every single day in some way or another. But it's like they say, everything in moderation. Let's see. How did this start? I see. It started when you were learning to ride a bike. Your parents let you go, and you immediately crashed. Again, perfectly normal to feel that way. But let's try to find when it became more of an obsession. Looks like it's here. What does this thread remind you of? Wow. Okay. You remembered something like that? I'm so sorry you had to go through that. It looks like you were doing well until that issue with your roommate in college. That explains a lot, actually. I can certainly understand why you're so cautious now. But I can also tell that part of you doesn't want to stay this way. And that internal conflict is why this strand is so tangled. So, let's start clearing it up. You just have to remember, trusting people is also natural. Dangerous, yes. But natural. Humans wouldn't accomplish much if they weren't able to trust anyone else. So, being too doubtful is actually holding you back. Most humans are mediocre as is. No need to give yourself a handicap. What? I'm here to tell you the truth, not to give you a pep talk. It's not like there's anything wrong with it being mediocre. In fact, I'm only here because mediocre is a good goal for you. Nothing to be ashamed of. Trust me, there are far, far worse things to be. From what I can tell, you might have led a dull life, but not a bad one. I'm confident you won't have to meet any real demons. Not anytime soon. And hopefully, you won't have to see me again anytime soon either. Oh, you're sweet. Well, I feel the same way. It's been nice spending time with you. But mainly, because I just enjoy my job. Speaking of which, I think that's enough for now. No, you're not all cured. You're still wrapped too tightly to move for now. Like I said, it's normal to have these negative emotions. Removing all of them would actually do more harm than good. Why, if I promised to get rid of them, that would really make me a demon. No, you have to figure out the rest on your own. But of course, that can wait until after I wake you up. By giving you a nice quick shave. Right here should work. Is it weird for me to put a razor blade by your neck? Does it make you uncomfortable? Well, it's too late for that. You don't make the rules here. I do. And I say, you need more of a trim. So just relax. And let me do my job. I am a professional, after all. Do you really think that I would do all that work just to kill you? Exactly. You just have to trust the process. Remember, this is still technically a dream. And in dreams, things aren't always what they seem. So, are you ready? Good. I'll count down from five. Five. Four.